We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Xyrie HK had a week off, and they take a 1-1 record into this week's game against Coon Rapids Bayard. Drew Buchholz, head coach for the Spartans, joins me now. And coach, what was the main emphasis over the last week to improve your football team and get them ready for the Crusaders this Friday?
Oh, it was just working on the little things, like our blocking assignments. I thought we needed to fix those things up. We also needed to work on, you know, the basic fundamentals like tackling. We emphasized, you know, really wrapping up, really rolling. A couple times we've had too many times where we've had the ball carried, but we couldn't quite get into the ground. And so it's just practicing those little things, cleaning those little things up as much as we can. We also had a couple. I gave them the day off on Monday, so we got some extra rest, and that way keep our legs fresh for the season. Because, you know, like we've said, we don't have a ton of guys that we got. So, you know, I think that was beneficial for us. But after the day off, you know, we kind of came out the next practice lackadaisical. So, you know, it's kind of that in between gray area, you know, whether, you know, just to keep everything the same or rest up a little bit. It's kind of that in between area. And so we're just kind of playing, figuring that out. And yeah, we're just looking forward to a good game week prep again.
Yeah, you try to rest them, and then they get too rested, yep. You know, and then they come back out, and they forget to turn it back on again. So how do you just feel about just the way that Bryce Brabham and Justin Kilworth are working together, either at quarterback or running back or receiver or whatever? It seems like they could go back and forth, and how do you feel like that's working?
Yeah, you know, I said it going into it. We're going to have to rely on those two guys. They're two seniors. Justin Kilworth's done a great job of being a leader for us this year. You know, he's kind of the heart and soul of our football team, both offensively and defensively wise. You know, he does a lot of the dirty work offensively wise, blocking, opening up those holes, lanes for Bryce. And defensively wise, I thought he's done an excellent job at communicating, lining people up, taking on that leadership role that Alex Hansen had a year ago. And I just think he's excelled at that. And then on the other hand, you have Bryce, who, you know, what kind of athlete he is. And we try to utilize him and get him the ball as many times as we can. And this year we've tried to incorporate, you know, getting other people carries so we can rest Bryce a little bit here and there. But ultimately those two kids have been working very hard for us. You can see their chemistry when they're out on the field. They've been playing a lot of football together. And so it's been fun watching them. And like this senior year's group, you know, it's kind of a special group for me because I coached those. They were my first head coaching job in junior high. So seeing them grow into the men they are today, it's kind of special.
Yeah. Who are some of those other seniors that are standing out for you?
Gus Grieving, I thought he's made an excellent jump from last year to this year. He's a totally different player on defense. You know, he was a nose guard last year, and now he's a middle linebacker for us. And I think he's just done an excellent job at reading and reacting to the reading his reads and making plays when need be. And another kid is Alan Olson. You know, he didn't go out for us last year, but thankfully he did go out for us this year. He's made huge jumps for us as well. And just in the run game, he's completely transformed his body. You know, he was a lineman just sophomore year, and now he's, you know, our starting tailback, and he runs the ball extremely hard. I couldn't be more thankful that he decided to go out this year. And we actually have a senior coming back. He missed the first two games, and that's Preston White. I'm excited to see what he can do on the field. He's had back-to-back season-ending injuries to him, so I'm excited to see what he can do when he's back healthy and finally on the field again.
Where will he fit? What did he do in the past, Preston, and how will he fit with your team this year?
Yeah, he played defensive line and offensive line for us. And so we're looking forward to him contributing to the defensive line. It gives us a little bit of depth to rest, rotate him in with Jack and Allen on the outsides to keep our bodies fresh And offensively wise, we're still trying to figure out exactly where to put him. And yeah, that's our objective this week, is to figure out exactly where he's going to play offensively wise, because he can play multiple positions on offense. It's just going to be where we need him to be at the most.
So this week you have Coon Rapids Baird. I don't know if you had a chance to scout them or not. I don't know if you just said Friday night last night. It was like, I'm not going to go watch them play Cam. I'm just going to take it off. Did you get a chance to go watch them?
Yeah, we all went down and we watched their game against Coon Rapids. Cam.
Yeah, right. And so what stands out the most when you watch that game?
Oh, what stands out the most, they got athletes all around the field. They're big up front. I was really impressed with number one and number six. Those two are special athletes, and we're definitely going to have to be on our P's and Q's, not letting them get space, because, you know, I watched last Friday, and, you know, once Cam gave them space, they were able to make people miss and make explosive plays. And it was truly impressive what they were doing. And also, you mix in number four, who's a good receiver, who he can make some plays too. He made a heck of a one-handed snag one time and turned that into an explosive play. So I just think that they're a super explosive team. I think we've got to try to limit their explosive plays. And by limiting that is not giving them space. We cannot give them opportunities in the open field to make our guys miss, because, you know, more times than not, those kids are going to do that because they're special type of athletes. And hopefully we can create some pressure up front with our defense to make life as miserable as it can be for, you know, number six, because he can make a heck of a lot of plays, you know, just by his playmaking ability.
Number six, their quarterback, is Caden Oswald. Number one is Ethan Bauer, the senior tailback. And number four is Caleb Hoffman, their wide receiver, leads them in catches so far by one over another guy. You mentioned big plays. Is that an eight-man football just because there's just a fewer players on the field? I mean, that's got to be a biggest concern. I mean, you go into every week, you say we can't turn it over, but at the same time, you also got to say we cannot allow the big plays. And in eight-man football, it seems like it's more likely to happen because there's fewer players on the field. So what are you telling, like, your safeties and some of your key defensive guys about that?
Yeah, that is true, because in a lot of times in eight-man football, if you make one guy miss, there's not another guy there, so he's gone. So, you know, we're just preaching to our guys, you know, just do your job, be assignment sound, be in the right position. Okay. Cause a lot of times when we get out of position, that's when big plays happen. You'll talk to every coach, you know, it's alignment and assignment. And if you're not aligned right, a step here and a step there. Like they always say, football is a game of inches. And, if you're not in that right spot, it's just more likely that they're going to hit you with an explosive play. So we're just preaching, doing your job, not letting the quarterback outside of the pocket. We got to try to contain him as much as possible. And we got to get multiple hats to the football. You know, that number one, he ain't going to go down on, you know, just the first contact. So we got to get multiple hats to the ball. We've really got to wrap up and just work on those fundamentals, because if we don't, you know, it could be a long night for us. So that's just preaching the little things and just trying to do that to the best of our abilities. And a lot of that, you know, that I just went through, you know, all that is, you know, on us. It's not relying on them. It's just what we've got to do. And, you know, I think our kids are excited to finally get back out there again. I think this off week was a little bit weird for, you know, everyone involved, because it doesn't happen very often in high school football. So I think we're excited to get the opportunity to go against another opponent on Friday and see what progress we've made.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against CRB. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Drew Buchholz, head coach for Xyria HK Football, joining us here on KSOM.